There's a race going on right now with the world's superpowers. It's not about space or missiles or oil, but it's just as high stakes. It's the race to genetically modify humans using a gene editing technique whose name sounds like something you'd say to describe fried chicken. Welcome to The Future According to Now, a podcast from Fidelity Investments and Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic. Technology holds so much potential. Some of it sounds really far-fetched, but some of it matters right now. This podcast explores groundbreaking innovations that hold real potential to change our lives in the foreseeable future. The gene editing tool we're talking about is called CRISPR, and it stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats. Quite the mouthful. CRISPR allows scientists to edit genomes with unprecedented precision, speed, and flexibility. It's set to transform the field of biology by eradicating genetic disorders and disease. Yes, you heard that right. Eradicating some of the biggest diseases of our time.
I think the best explanation is a word processor for genomes.
That's Dr. Ellen Jorgensen, a molecular biologist and adjunct professor at the Cooper Union in New York City.
What we've managed to do is reprogram the system so that it will attack any piece of DNA that we direct it towards. And the reason this is so powerful is never before have we been able to pick and choose, when we make an edit, exactly where in the genome it's going to go, and be able to do it literally anywhere in the genome.
Think of CRISPR like a guided missile. Once it's in the cell, it heads straight to the DNA. The missile has two parts, the warhead and the targeting system. The warhead is a protein called Cas9, and its job is to sit on top of the double-stranded DNA and cut through both strands. But the protein can't do that unless it's partnered with this short piece of nucleic acid material called RNA. The RNA is the targeting mechanism. It will literally stick to a complementary sequence in the DNA.
If you wanted to engineer away the mutation that causes cystic fibrosis, you would design this piece of RNA so it would home to that gene and it would make the cut there. The second part of it actually relies on a naturally occurring process, which is the cell's ability to repair itself. When it sees that something has cut through both strands of the DNA molecule, it panics and will wildly look around for a piece of DNA that's still whole and that matches the broken part, and then use it as a repair template.
So what you do is fool that cell by putting in some additional DNA. The cell sees it and thinks it's the repair template. What it doesn't know is that you've tucked in your gene edit right in the center of the DNA. Clever, huh? That edit has the corrected sequence for the cystic fibrosis mutation.
I would like targeted gene therapy to work out because there's so many diseases that could help.
Last fall, Chinese scientists at Sichuan University injected gene-edited white blood cells into a patient suffering from late-stage lung cancer. This is pretty historic because it was the first time a person was injected with CRISPR-modified cells. And then this past spring, researchers at the University of Pittsburgh had a breakthrough. They demonstrated that HIV cell replication can be completely shut down and the virus eliminated from infected cells in animals using CRISPR.
So you put the CRISPR system in, you kind of shed it to defend against any incursion of AIDS, and you've got someone who can't get AIDS.
Ruthie was our second daughter, very uncomplicated pregnancy. She was born with a shock of white hair, and we called her Billy Idol for, like, you know, the first 4 weeks of her life.
Ethan Weiss, clinical cardiologist and Ruthie's dad. Ruthie was a very normal, happy, easy baby until about 4 weeks after her birth. That's when Ethan's wife started to notice something strange with Ruthie's eyes. At first, Ethan didn't think it was anything, but Palmer Weiss's instincts were right. Ruthie was diagnosed with oculocutaneous albinism.
It's genetic. She got one mutated copy of this gene from me, and she got a different mutated copy from my wife. It's a pretty rare mutation.
We know that people with albinism have very pale skin and hair. But what you might not know is the extremely poor eyesight that comes with this condition and how careful Ruthie has to be when she goes outdoors into the sunlight. Ethan has thought long and hard about Ruthie's genetic disorder. He's considered what he and his wife would have done if doctors had offered to use a technique like CRISPR to fix Ruthie's mutated gene.
The truth is, if we had known about it before Ruthie was born, anyway, I didn't, by the time that CRISPR came around, I was not kind of, I hadn't, there was really no, the concept of curing Ruthie was sort of an absurdity in our family.
I think that no parent should have to have a sick child. So I think that using it for therapeutic purposes is certainly the best use of it.
Linda McDonald Glenn is an attorney at law and a bioethicist. As CRISPR becomes more popular, the debate over how some people will use it is getting louder.
I think where it starts getting controversial is if you're using CRISPR to change the traits of an individual. And I don't mean even necessarily just changing the traits, but are you using it for therapeutic purposes or are you using it for enhancement purposes?
Despite Linda's concerns, she does think the benefits that CRISPR brings outweigh the risks.
The whole purpose of medicine is to cure disease and to alleviate suffering. And this tool allows scientists and doctors to do that. Now, there certainly are going to be consequences that we can't always anticipate. But should we simply say we're not going to do that? You can't put that genie back in the bottle.
Several high-profile investors have put their money in CRISPR research, including former Facebook president Sean Parker, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Google Ventures, DuPont, and others. Rajiv Kaul understands their keen interest in this field. He's a portfolio manager at Fidelity Investments, managing biotechnology funds.
CRISPR is really one of the most fundamental breakthroughs in biomedical research in the last 5 years. We should really transform the way some of the most debilitating diseases in our society are treated today, like cancer, for example, or, you know, a lot of diseases caused by viral infections, transplant, for example. CRISPR also opens up the eventual possibility of regenerative medicine, targeting liver diseases, targeting specific genetic mutations in the eye. So I think there's reason to be excited about the implications of CRISPR and gene editing broadly.
Research is also underway to use CRISPR to recode the genomes of mosquitoes so that we can get rid of mosquito-borne illnesses.
There's a real possibility to gene edit some of these mosquitoes so that you get rid of the parasite. And that can have an obvious, really positive benefit to the population. If in certain poor parts of the world, you can really dramatically reduce the incidence of malaria, which has a lot of morbidity associated with the disease even today in the poorer parts of the world.
Imagine eradicating diseases like malaria, dengue, West Nile, and Zika. Rajiv sees innovations like CRISPR having a tremendous impact in patients' lives.
You will start seeing the impact of some of these next-generation bioengineered therapeutics start impacting diseases broadly in the next 3, 5, 10 years. And I think it'll be the cumulative effect of the impact of this industry on health as a whole in the next decade, 2 decades, that I think will be quite astounding. If the goal of companies in the United States and around the world is to improve human health by getting rid of diseases that impact all human beings on this earth, the fact that companies in different parts of the world are investing in this endeavor could potentially be very positive for all of us.
Rajiv is right. CRISPR opens up a whole new world of possibilities that we're only just starting to understand. Besides recoding the genes that cause disease, plans are underway to edit allergens in peanuts, create mushrooms that won't brown, and edit pig DNA so that their organs can be used for human transplant. CRISPR will be able to search out and destroy drug-resistant superbugs, and scientists are using it as a way to bring back whole extinct creatures like the woolly mammoth. The next generation of biotechnology will be full of new opportunities that'll change so much of life as we know it. The Future According to Now is a podcast from Fidelity Investments and Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic. To learn more or to get in touch, visit us at rethink.theatlantic.com/podcast. Listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Next time, how artificial intelligence is transforming the way businesses do business. Thank you for listening. Promotional content produced by Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic for Fidelity Investments. Fidelity and Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic, are independent entities. The views and opinions expressed by the speakers are their own and do not necessarily represent the views of Fidelity or its affiliates. Information presented is for information purposes only and is not investment advice or an offer of any particular security. This information must not be relied upon in making any investment decision. Fidelity cannot be held responsible for any type of loss incurred by applying any of the information presented. These views must not be relied upon as an indication of trading intent of any Fidelity fund or Fidelity advisor. Fidelity and the Fidelity Investments and Pyramid Design logo are registered service marks of FMR LLC, copyright 2016. All rights reserved. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC, 900 Salem Street, Smithfield, Rhode Island, 02917.